SBC Media.
Welcome to the iGaming Daily Podcast, analysing the news from the betting and gaming industry all over the globe, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market.
Hello, everyone. As you already know, Latin America gambling markets are growing. In fact, the region is expected to grow a CAGR of roughly 18% until 2028, according to researchandmarkets.com. Countries such as Brazil, which is finalizing its regulation of sports betting and online games, Chile, which is preparing to vote on the bill that regulates the market, and Colombia, the pioneer of the online gambling industry in the region when legalized and regulated the market back in 2016, are just a few examples of the iGaming industry in Latin America. So on today's podcast, we will discuss all things Latin America with Jack Smith, Senior Sales Director at Sporting Tech. Jack, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Isadora, how are you?
I'm very well too, thank you. Thank you for being here, Jack.
Thank you for having me.
But we can't start this episode without telling you about our sponsor, Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. 56% of the EGR Power 50 personalized player experiences with Optimove. And as a special offer for our iGaming Daily listeners, Optimove is offering new clients a free first month when they buy Optimove. For more information and to claim the free month, go to optimove.com/SBC. Links will also be left in the podcast episode description. So let's get started. Jack, what do you consider the key aspects of localization that Sporting Tech focuses on before entering a market?
Yeah, it's a good question. So there, we kind of break it down into multiple verticals, really. There's a few aspects that we look at. And as part of that, it all filters back into the overall customer experience. So that doesn't just sit with gambling. It's something that's synonymous in everything we do in day-to-day life. So we try to create a product that is as convenient as possible for the player so that their experience is an enjoyable one and a very seamless one as well. So that could start from the very beginning of the journey to signing up online. Obviously, in different territories, in different countries, the sign-up process will vary. As we know in Brazil, a lot of sign-up processes and ways to kind of identify individuals are done through CPF. So again, that's something that we would work towards in trying to make it easier for a player to sign up and using that number for the information to set up their account. Moving on from there, it's then being able to deposit. So it's finding the local payment methods that you need to be successful in a market. And that goes from depositing funds and also withdrawing funds, because at the end of the day, you want to create a fair user journey for the player. The product itself, the user interface is extremely important. And Sporting Tech more specifically does this on a modular level. So we are able to move our modules around through a series of widgets. And from that, we can localize the product with things like local leagues, popular leagues, for example, upcoming events. Just kind of anything that we feel that will draw the eye to a player as soon as they log onto the site. We want to kind of maximize their engagement. And then finally, onto things like casino. Again, we have a full breadth of casino coverage, as do most operators these days. And it's about what's most important, what we feel that sticks, and then ensuring that is in a position where you're maximizing engagement with the end user.
Well, LATAM is not a block, considering each country has its own culture and regulations. So how do companies stand out in LATAM, considering all these differences between the countries?
So again, it goes back to what I was saying. It's offering like a unique proposal, something to the player that they feel that they can really inherently kind of engage with on a local level. And we're seeing that definitely across different countries where we find that there's different sports and there's different nuances to each of those territories. So if we take Mexico, for example, it has an influence of the US given its close proximity. So in that particular instance, we focus on things like offering US dynamic odds, whereas obviously the rest of the continent and South America more specifically is more used to using the European odd model. So Mexico stands alone in that sense of the Central and South America. Also then, like I said, with the influence of the US, we have things like US basketball, NBA, NFL as well. And those are ones that aren't necessarily synonymous with other countries because it's obviously, as we know, it's a huge football region, South America, as is in Mexico, of course, as well. But we find that the majority of volumes and business comes through football. So again, as I was saying, it's leaning to those like the patriotisms and understandings of what a player likes, and kind of offering a service that is unique in that perspective. It's also then using things like influencers, the way that they market something in Brazil that we've seen that's different to other markets. It's very influencer-led, using social media platforms, Instagram, Telegram, Twitter, for example, YouTube, and more online streaming, whereas some of the other countries where they've been predominantly more land-based focused over the years and are now moving into that online space, we're finding that they're at different life cycles and stages of the iGaming journey. So for us, it's more about tapping into what the market likes and those unique nuances to each of those markets and how we can utilize them the best way possible.
So would you say the localization is the key to succeed in a new market?
I would say so, yeah. I think that it's something that we've definitely seen. We've seen an influx of the big European operators that we all know very well in this industry that are now trying to attack these markets because they essentially want their piece of the pie. And the key thing that we're seeing that they're kind of leaning towards is localization. We have seen operators in the past, and not specifically just to South America, but we've seen European operators and other operators in the market try to attack new continents, and they haven't quite found the right fit because their product doesn't really lean towards the local player, which is something why I would say that we've certainly seen in Brazil over the last 18 months that the actual local operators and Brazilian found or Argentinian founded operators, just to give a couple of country examples, they've really excelled in the last 18 months because players are starting to adhere more to their own products and their own understandings as such.
Well, Brazil published its law that regulates the sports betting and online games in Brazil. We are about to see Chile voting on the bill that regulates the iGaming market there as well. How can regulation impact the localization strategy of an operator company?
Well, it certainly creates, I wouldn't like to say it creates difficulties. I think there will be initial pain points, but I think we all essentially are looking for a fairer market, and that goes without saying. The reason that markets do look to regulate, and it's the reason, for example, the UK has been regulated for many decades now, is because you want to create a fair experience. Now, Latin America more specifically, I would say that it does obviously come with a cost. We know that the cost of the license in Brazil was very high, but then in turn, then it does wean out the operators that are perhaps more unserious to the ones that actually want to operate in a fair market and offer a fair service. The regulation also, it kind of brings in new ideas. I think the key thing as well is responsibility. It is a product, obviously, that we know that does come with a bit of backlash globally, not necessarily just South America. So creating that whole fair user experience and allowing players to feel more comfortable in depositing their money into these websites, is something that's going to be very, very important.
Well, we talked about the key aspects of localization that sporting tech focuses on before entering a market. But we can, if you allow us, let's go a bit more specific. How does the sporting tech manage this localization across LATAM?
So the one thing that we do, and this is where we find that we're most successful, is that we don't operate on a one-size-fits-all model. I use this analogy regularly when talking to operators that are trying to be aggressive and want to be successful in the market, that you can't necessarily always be successful if you're using something that a competitor has exactly the same. The analogy I like to use is if you go into a car showroom and you walk off with a car within 2 hours and you drive away and all you've done is change the paint to the car, and then you get to the traffic lights and you see two more of the same car, a different color, you feel slightly hard done by that you've paid for something that you can't really feel that's bespoke. Yet you go to a dealership and you sit down and you pick all of your product features and things that you want as part of that, and you drive away with a very unique proposition and something that you can differentiate yourself in the market. And I think the word I've just used there, differentiation, is key to LATAM, because as we're certainly finding that it's becoming more and more saturated as more and more operators look to get involved. And that's something that we do. So every operator that we onboard, we go through a whole pre-scoping phase, understanding what their requirements are, what their strategy is, what their target audience is, for example, and then ensuring that we give them the technical ability and actually our technology itself to kind of harness their local expertise to really excel within their local market.
So what can we expect from Sporting Tech in LATAM now in 2024, if you can share some details with us?
Of course, yeah. So lots going on. Obviously, we've come off the back of ICE, and we've also been in the region for multiple purposes so far this year. For us, it's really about expansion. So you'll probably see that further down the line, we'll look to put roots into the ground. We already have a number of staff based there. We're also looking to expand as we've been highly successful in Brazil over the last 3 years. We're looking into new markets, more specifically regulated markets, because that's the space that we want to operate in. And for us, yeah, 2024 is about working in new territories, growing the brand. It's off the back of two very successful years more recently, and essentially kind of solidifying ourselves as a number one turnkey platform provider within the region.
Well, you were in Rio last week for our SBC Summit Rio 2024, our first edition of the SBC Summit Rio. How did you find it? How was for Sporting Tech and for Jack Smith?
Me personally, it was very good. Someone alluded to before this call, it looks like I've got a tan, but I was in meetings and I was at the show. But yeah, it was very good. The venue was good. The footfall was tremendous as well. And more importantly, I think having a look through the actual attendees itself, I would go as far as to say I haven't been to a show like that for a long time where I've seen so many operators actually attend, which I think is a great testament to the Brazilian market itself. It shows that it's the key focus for 2024 and beyond. So yeah, we're really looking forward to see where that space goes for the next year when it actually upgrades to a larger space. But for us, it was very fruitful.
Well, I'm really happy to know that you had a very great time in our SBC Summit Rio 2024, and we hope to see you there for our SBC Summit Rio 2025 in Rio Centro in late February. Thank you, Jack, for being on the iGaming Daily with us today, and thank you for listening to this episode. And thank you, Aneya, the brilliant producer of our podcast today. Before you go, make sure to subscribe to the newsletter of SBC Noticias Brasil and SBC Noticias to stay tuned on all things Brazil and Latin America. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to today's iGaming Daily Podcast, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. If you want to find out more about some of the subjects raised today, feel free to explore any of the sites in the SBC News Network or check out the latest edition of the SBC Leaders Magazine. Happy reading.